Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Court hearings begin in Baltimore tomorrow in the case of Freddie Gray. Back in April, Gray died from a severe spinal cord injury after he was arrested and dragged into a police van. Police say they found him with a pocket knife and he was running away. Gray's death prompted protests across the country and days of riots in Baltimore. A state of emergency was declared. Six police officers were indicted, and their lawyers are asking a judge to change where the trial is going to be held. City officials are gearing up for more Black Lives Matter protests tomorrow. Kenneth Burns is a reporter for WYPR in Baltimore. And Kenneth, I wonder if you could characterize how official and unofficial Baltimore is talking about the court hearings.
Well, official Baltimore, Lisa, they are preparing in advance to hopefully not have a repeat of what we saw back in April in terms of the unrest and the riots that took place that weekend going into his funeral. As far as unofficial Baltimore, there is concerns about what's going to happen with the motions. Will they recuse the prosecutor, State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby? Will they keep the trial in Baltimore? But either way, both sides are certainly buzzing about this case.
So you mentioned there Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby, who was very outspoken right from the beginning about this case of Freddie Gray against the officers. Let's hear a little bit of tape from her back in May.
The findings of our comprehensive, thorough, and independent investigation, coupled with the medical examiner's determination that Mr. Gray's death was a homicide, which we received today, has led us to believe that we have probable cause to file criminal charges.
What is the debate around those comments now? What is the issue at hand here?
The defense attorneys for the six officers do not believe she was fair. They believe that she rushed. They believe that she was politically motivated by the fact that the incident happened in the city council district that her husband represents. And they want her recused because of that, because of the conflict. And her office says if that's the case, she wouldn't be able to prosecute any crime in her district, let alone this one high-profile case.
Another issue, defense lawyers want the case removed altogether from Baltimore. How likely is that to happen?
At this point, it doesn't appear to be likely that the case will move out of Baltimore, but don't rule it out either. You have a lot of citizens with complaints against the Baltimore Police Department, and the defense attorneys feel that because of that, they feel that the officers will not get a fair trial.
And prior to the trial itself, police are taking steps, as are city officials in Baltimore, to try and ease tensions and head off any kind of violence. Can you tell us what they've done?
They're closing the streets around the courthouse. They have the media sectioned off to one corner of the intersection. And then in addition to that, they're going to do sort of an outreach to not just students, but the community at large in explaining the process of how the Freddie Gray case will play out as the legal system, public safety, all involved.
Another measure Baltimore police have announced: in the event of any kind of unrest during or immediately after the trial, is the establishing of a command center to coordinate emergency communications, because communication apparently was a major problem during the previous violence. What would that command center look like?
This is just going to be a gathering place called the War Room. Everyone's in the same room. City, state, federal agencies, as well as educational institutions with their own public safety units. They're going to be in the same rooms sharing information. As you point out, this was one of the criticisms during that time, in that there was a lack of information or a lack of verified information. Public transportation police closing off one of the transit centers near where the riots began after the Freddie Gray funeral, as well as other miscommunications that were cited during that time. So they're going to put everybody in the same room to exchange information.
And if you can take a step back, Kenneth, in terms of where Baltimore is right now, where it's come in the past several months since the death of Freddie Gray, the police commissioner, who was African-American, is no longer in his position. He was fired by the African-American mayor of Baltimore. How has the issue of race been transformed since this case back in April?
I can't really say it has transformed, really. you still have this dynamic where that largely African-American population of the city of Baltimore still have a hard time trusting the police officers. And there's a long way to go as far as reestablishing that trust, especially now.
All right. Thank you, Ken Burns, reporter for WYPR in Baltimore. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa.